You know, what did Jesus say? Jesus said there will be a day when people worship, not at a place, but they worship in spirit and in truth. Now, why do they say, let's go to worship service at some 2x4 building? Jesus said there's going to be a day when they worship in spirit and in truth. Not at this place or over here, but in spirit and truth. So this is the problem, see? The born again worship in spirit and in truth. The born again worship in spirit and in truth. Jesus said there's going to be a day when people worship not at some place, but in spirit and in truth. This is the day. But they still want you back under law, under legalism, under some building, under some cult, some ism, some 501(c), somebody who's trying to live off of your tithe when the tithe is not even for the church. These are master manipulators. And they are such a master manipulator, they manipulated their own selves. They manipulated their own selves because they want to believe the cube, the box. They're in a box. They're in a culture box. They're in a bloodline box. They're in a denomination box. Denomination means D-name.
Take right exit 212 beyond to I-73 north toward I-840 east.
Denomination means D-name. They're in a box. They're in a sports team box, a political box, you name it, they got a box for it. Why do you think the Apostle Paul said it's better to stay single? Because you get in a box. The man and woman start to enable each other into that little cultic box. I know what I'm talking about because I've been married twice. And every time you get in a relationship, there's this push-pull. Like it says in 1 Corinthians 7, you're trying to make your spouse happy. So you're divided. It says that. You either serve God or you serve mammon. And so when you marry, you're divided. You're trying to please your spouse, trying to please your wife, which if she's not happy, she'll never be happy. She's trying to please you. If you're not happy, you'll never be happy.
Important directions. In 2 miles, take right exit 107 Amperes B to stay on I-73 North toward Bryan Boulevard, Tigeso Airport.
And you got your kingdom mindset down here. You think you're going to set up some kind of kingdom down here. People don't want to, what happens is you fall in this little pattern. You fall into this little pattern that, oh, I get 2 weeks off vacation. We're going to go to the beach and we're going to go to this vacation and then we're going to have the weekends off, do this. You're actually in a bot. They've created a fake reality that you get the weekends off and you take your little two-week vacation and you're happy. And then you retire. You kill yourself for the dead corp system, and then you retire and you die. And you trained your children to follow the same pattern. Instead of thinking outside the box, you trained them to, that you got to get a job at Amazon or Honda or Ford or Chevrolet. You got to get you a job with one of these
big corporations. In a half mile, take right exit 107 Amperes B to stay on I-73 North toward Bryan Boulevard, Tigeso Airport, using the right two lanes.
Political parties are the same. They're the same. They're all playing the game. And everybody's working hard to keep the system floating. And so then when the system starts to crash, they go to war to keep it going. And everybody's...
Take right exit 107 Amperes B to stay on I-73 North toward Bryan Boulevard, Tigeso Airport, then keep left.
Everybody's putting their money in their stock, and we're depending on the government for Social Security, and everybody's willing to keep the system going and go to war.
Import directions. Using the left two lanes, keep left toward I-73 north / 107B / IGS. Important directions. In 1.5 mile, take right exit 109 Amperes B toward Old Oak Ridge Road to IGSO Airport.
Everybody's willing to go to war and kill people just to keep the system floating, you know. And it just keeps repeating every cycle. Every 70 years, a new person comes on the scene. And they go into a box, and then their children go to a box, and another box, and a box within a box within a box within a box. There's a box truck in front of me shipping Amazon boxes. And it's a denominational box. They don't care if you're Methodist. They don't care if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, Jehovah. They don't care what box you're in, Jehovah's Witness, Mormonism, Catholic. They just want you in a box. Because they want you to go to a building, because they want you to live under law, and they want you to live under some kind of fake worship. Because those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. And people are lying to themselves.
In a half mile, take right exit. In a half mile, take right exit 109 Amperes B toward Old Oak Ridge Road to IGSO Airport using the right lane.
They play these narcissistic games. They try to project onto you what's really in them. They are upside down, but they want to try to make you look like you're upside down. They're something, they want to project it onto you. They don't even know you because they can't hear you because everything you speak is spiritual.
Take right exit 109 Amperes B toward Old Oak Ridge Road to IGSO Airport. Then take right exit 109 Amperes onto Old Oak Ridge Road.
You're speaking on another level that they can't even understand. They're because they're ignorant and they're just following some kind of program. They're like AI.
Using the right lane, take right exit 109 Amperes onto Old Oak Ridge Road.
Their AI
in a quarter mile, turn right on Old Oak Ridge Road using the right two lanes.
They're AI NPC flesh creatures, and they just never get, they stay in the cycle. Like I said, insecurity and pride. Shift, blame shifting.
Turn right on Old Oak Ridge Road.
When you hold them accountable, they go crazy. They go insane. And then when you give them tit for tat for their insanity, they call you crazy when you're just giving back the same energy that they gave you. If you give somebody energy that they gave you and they're out of control, and then you give it back, they try and they say, oh, why are you mad? No, I'm not mad. I'm just giving you the energy that you gave me. What are you talking about? It's the energy that you gave out that you got back. Reap what you sow. You reflect it back, didn't you? But you try to put it on me like I'm the one mad when you're the one that was mad. I'm just giving you back the tit for tat energy called game theory. Hello? But you don't want that. You don't want that because you don't want to be held accountable because you think you're God. You think you're a god or a goddess. And you don't want to be held accountable because you think you're God or goddess. Why do you think they call themselves queen bees and goddesses? Because they believe. Why do you think they call themselves? Because they believe it. They believe it. What is a queen bee? She's got a harem. She's got a bunch of worker bees under her. She's a queen bee and she's got a worker bee under her because she's a harlot. Jezebel was a queen bee under, had 450 false prophets underneath her. And you see what happened. They threw her out the wind and the dogs licked up her blood. God had enough. Elijah called her out, called Ahab out, and eventually Jehu.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Pleasant Ridge Road using the right lane.
Jehu said, whose side are you on? God's or the devil's? And threw her out the window. Threw her out the window, man. And you, do you feel sorry for her? If you say yeah, why?
Turn right on Pleasant Ridge Road.
She was killing people. That Jezebel spirit is the one that cut the heads off of the prophets. Why do you feel sorry for Jezebel? She was the one murdering and cutting heads off of the truth. Why do you think all these movies say off with her head? Off with her head. That queen bee in the red dress.
In a quarter mile, keep left onto Alcorn Road using the left lane.
What was the movie when she went down the rabbit hole? she went down the rabbit hole, and she was different, and she didn't follow the legalistic queen bee, Jezebel. And so she said, off with her head. Why is that movie written about that?
Keep left onto Alcorn Road.
Because John the Baptist, they said, off with his head. He was speaking the truth, and they cut his head off. They hate anybody that sees through them. If you see through them, they got to get rid of you. Cut your head off. They don't care who you are. They never cared about you anyway. They never liked you because you're a truther. And they're a liar. They're a gaslighter. They're delusional. They're insane. Because the world is insane. And like I say, anything the world does, do the opposite. You're in such a delusional reality right now. The flesh is nothing but sin. And you think you're gonna please God by never missing a day at church? You're gonna please God by never missing a day at church. Oh man, are you stupid? You think that's pleasing God because you never missed a day at church? What about your heart? Those who worship must worship in spirit and truth. You never missed a day at church because you want to look good. And you got that suit and that tie and that dress on.
In a quarter mile, turn right on Northwest School Road.
And underneath that suit and tie is a hard heart and a flesh creature that's still unredeemed, not born again. And all you want to talk about is football and basketball and politics, which is not even of this, not even of.
Turn right on Northwest School Road.
Of any lasting value, because it's the same stuff over and over. It's all of this world, but you're not even of this world. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? No, most of you don't. If you're saved, you do. You're born again, you're already free. See, they want to take away your freedom.
In a quarter mile, turn left on Stonykirk Drive.
They want to take away your freedom that's in Christ. Why do you think they want you in debt up to your eyeballs? You got to have this $500,000 house that's payments $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a month, and they want you so stressed out that.
Turn left on Stonykirk Drive, then pick up Charlie.
Lose your mind. Why do you think we see these women killing their kids and. Husbands and wives killing
pick
each other
because
they're all fighting for $1 million or whatever. They're fighting over mammon, you know, because that's all the flesh creature does.